That last Wednesday, the Department of Defense entered into an agreement with Space Imaging Incorporated, giving the military exclusive rights to a civilian satellite. And as part of this agreement, this prevents news organizations from buying any satellite space to look at space places in Afghanistan, including locations where there have been allegations of civilian casualties. Why did the Pentagon feel it was necessary to take this step? And secondly, how much did it cost?
I'll have to defer that question. It's outside of my area of expertise.
For the last 20 minutes, and as we mentioned in the last minute or so, the presidential motorcade has pulled up behind Memorial Auditorium, and the president should be taking the podium any moment now. Again, we have not been given an advance copy of what he's going to be saying. There's a couple of things, of course, he's going to be hitting on. What he's going to be talking about in China, of course, the economic summit that is he is on his way to. As you saw from Tim Herrera's live shot earlier, of course, there's some protesters angry with some of our actions overseas.
Okay, we're going to go back inside. Tom Sullivan at the podium now. He is the master of ceremonies today.
First, I'd like to introduce the Reverend James Murphy, who's the rector of the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament. Father Murphy, and also I'd like to introduce Mr. Jerry Parsky, and he is the chairman of Aurora Capital Group and a good long friend of the president, Mr. Jerry Parsky.
In the auditorium, you heard the introductions beforehand. The Reverend Father Murphy there from the cathedral is going to deliver an invocation, and Mr. Parsky, who's a friend of the president's here, will be introducing the president of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing for the presentation of the colors by the United States Air Force.
One nation under God.
Let us pray. Loving Father, we ask you to guide our president and his advisors. Guide all religious leaders also. We realize that the wrongs that were done to us were done in your name and in the name of religion. Our minds are very limited, and our understanding of you is very inadequate. Amen.
As much as any place in the world, Californians value freedom. You, Mr. President, have been teaching us anger and to couple it with determination. History is often biography. The events of the whole world are indelibly shaped Reagan. They define the issues. They determine the course of history. It is in that tradition, it is with those qualities that President Bush has been performing. High-minded and clear-eyed, he has shown that he knows, and what is the difference? My friend, President George W. Bush.
Okay. Thank you all. It's really good to be here in California to report on our progress in the struggle against terror. Our government is determined. Our cause is right. I want to thank Jerry Parsky. I want to thank all the folks who put on this organized this event. I appreciate so much the governor, Gray Davis, coming, and all the elected officials. When the terrorists attacked America, this is what they attacked. And when we defend America, this is what we defend. We are fighting for the security of our people, for the success of our ideals. We fight evil people who are distorting and betraying a great religion to justify their murder. And my fellow Americans, we will not fail. New York City and Washington, D.C. are 2,500 miles from here, no matter how we pray. The people of New York and Washington are our neighbors. And when terrorists attack them, they attacked us all. They are hearing from a prayerful nation, a nation that prays to an almighty God for protection, a nation that will continue this war for as long as it takes to win. Ours will be a broad campaign fought on many fronts. It's a campaign that will be waged by day and by night and in the shadow in battles you won't see. It's a campaign waged by soldiers and sailors, Marines and airmen, and also by FBI agents and law enforcement officials and diplomats and intelligence officers. It's a campaign that is being waged in distant lands and a campaign being waged by our new Office of Homeland Security. We're working around the clock. We're on the lookout. We have questioned and detained more than 750 terror suspects and material witnesses in our country. And the broad coalition we put together has detained hundreds. Our world coalition is working. We're taking away their money and choking off their incomes. And it's going to take time. But I can promise you this. It will be waged with determination. And it will be waged until we win. We will do whatever it takes to protect our country, to protect the good American families. We've destroyed many terrorist camps. We've damaged the Taliban's air defenses. We've seriously weakened all those in Afghanistan who wish to inflict harm on people anywhere in the world. We're enforcing the doctrine that says this: if you harbor the terrorists, you are guilty of terror, and like the terrorists, you will be held responsible. Many nations around the world have joined with us in this cause, and we're surrounding terrorists and their sponsors. Later today, I fly to Shanghai to meet with leaders from all around the Far East and leaders whose nations touch the Pacific, including Russia and China. We'll be strengthening our cooperation in the war on terror. We'll strengthen the economic ties that bring growth, and we will defeat them by expanding and encouraging world trade. In order to help me expand world trade, I've asked the Congress to give me what's called trade promotion authority, the ability to seek America's interests around the world. We've adopted new measures to protect our airlines. We're responding rapidly to investigate anthrax reports and to quickly give preventative treatment to any who are exposed. Thousands of FBI agents are aggressively following every lead. And I urge Congress to act quickly to update our laws and procedures and punish those who threaten us. The terrorists want us to stop our lives. That's what they want. They want us to stop flying, and they want us to stop buying. But this great nation will not be intimidated by the evildoers. America will do whatever it takes to get our economy moving again. These are difficult times. Too many are worried about their jobs and their businesses. And I know that California has been hit especially hard. America's got great resources, though. Taxpayers have just received their rebates. Interest rates have been cut to the lowest level in years. Energy prices are declining. The basics of our economy are ripe for growth. Yet recent events have been a shock, no question about it, have shocked our economy. And the government in Washington is actively responding. We've already announced additional spending to rebuild New York and the Pentagon, to stabilize our airline industry, and to make sure we have enough money to defend our country. It's a package that will provide a needed lift for our economy. And I urge Congress to reform the corporate income tax and as well allow businesses to deduct more of the cost of new investments immediately. And I ask Congress to now act on an energy bill that the House of Representatives passed back in August. This is an issue of special importance to California. Too much of our energy comes from the Middle East. The plan I sent up to Congress expands energy supplies. Our country needs greater energy independence. This issue is a matter of national security, and I hope the Senate acts quickly. And while we have our differences, I do want you to know there is a strong determination, and their determination to get the people's business done in a way that will make you proud. Not only do I applaud the leadership, I applaud the American people and sacrifice and duty. These are core values of our country. Our forefathers would salute the modern-day sacrifice of the brave passengers on Flight 93 who, after reciting the Lord's Prayer, said, "Let's roll," and stormed the hijackers, taking the plane down, probably saving thousands of lives on the ground. Forefathers would know and recognize the spirit of unity and patriotism everywhere in our country, and they would say, "Well done, America. Americans are alert to danger, but calm and determined in the work ahead." And Americans are reaching out across the world. We wage a war on the guilty and enemies only to those who choose to make enemies of us. We must stop the evil ones so our children and grandchildren can know peace and security and freedom in the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Our nation has felt great sorrow. A great evil can be turned to greater good, but they are powerless to stop it. At my inaugural, I said that some Americans feel as if they share a continent, but not a country. We know we're one country. We're united from coast to coast by a determination and a firm resolve to see that right prevails. I will take that determination with me to meet leaders of the world in Shanghai. And America will take that determination all the way to victory. Thank you for having me.